Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Shade, look at the shadows beautifully setting themselves onto the course down there.
You should be a golf announcer.
No. I don't talk quietly enough.
No, you don't.
Listen, friends. Like, they always, they're a mile away in a tower, and they're like, here's the approach on 18. I'm like, dude, you're nowhere near that place. Now, some of them are on the course, right? And so they do need to be quiet. But like Nance, he's sitting in a friggin' studio, basically.
Just adds to the ambience.
Jim Nance, he has a oil painting of himself in his house. That's the word around the campfire.
Motor oil. It's made of motor oil. Did he give himself his own tie, too?
I have no idea. What is it? Don had an interesting weekend.
Yes, she did.
Started on Friday. You might remember she had to leave earlier. If you were listening on Friday, she had to leave a little bit early.
Yes. I left because my little puppy, Palmer, was, what, he's about 6 months old. So we did the whole, get rid of his junk this weekend. I don't know how you, what do you put it?
In the trunk?
His junk in the trunk is gone.
Where do you put it?
I don't know how to put it.
Yeah, where do they put it?
Snip, snip.
Okay. Whoa. Hello.
So.
Okay, please continue.
Yes, yes.
My man is a gelding now.
Yes, so, which, you know, that's what you do about that age, and they're like, oh, he'll calm down after that.
Yeah, that's what
after
they always
this,
say.
He's going to
yeah.
calm down. Mm-hmm. So, yep. I don't make any plans on Saturday because I'm thinking.
He wants to kill you now, by the way.
He hates me.
Yeah.
Like, despises me. Like, I picked him up and he looked at me like he wanted to kill me.
Yeah.
Now, anytime you take him anywhere, he's going to think something.
I know.
Really
yeah.
Awful.
He's I tried to get my
big issues with you.
Tried to get my roommate to pick him up because I'm like, then he'll hate her and not me. But
thinking.
It didn't work out. Anyway, so I'm thinking I clear my Saturday, clear my books for Saturday because I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to take care of him. They're like, yeah. He's going to have to be in a cone. He can't lick. He's going to be in some pain. Whatever. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to take care of him.
Lick his wound.
Yeah. So
Sir Ulrich von Lichtenstein.
This little guy is a freaking machine.
So he's got the cone on.
He's got the cone.
Everything else is the same. You let him out, all that stuff.
I let him out in the backyard on Saturday morning with the cone on. He just lost his junk. Like,
remember, you told a story last week where you let him out in the backyard and he got between like the two, like the fences or whatever, and was home free. Like
gone.
he was gone.
Yeah, he squeezed through the fence.
He's not gonna
knew what was about to happen.
Well, he's not gonna squeeze through the fence now because he got a cone on his head.
I know, which I felt way better letting him in the backyard now. So I let him in the backyard. I watch him walk down the stairs. I'm like, clearly he's not bothered by this. Like nothing's bothering him. He runs down or whatever, takes off, and I'm like, oh, there's a bird. Catches the bird.
Circle of life.
Wait,
with
what? With
a cone of shame on. He's so fast. Just got snipped. Still catches the bird in his mouth. I'm like, bird shrieking. Terrible. And you guys know me. I'm like the biggest animal lover ever. So
yeah,
I am.
You just kill them all.
I right. am distraught.
It just seems to not live very long on your property.
I know. It's very dangerous, apparently. So I'm.
Her property is the animal nexus of the universe.
It's like really the Serengeti is. Over there.
And by the way, the snake thing was an accident. Yeah. But anyway, so I'm like running down. I'm like, no. Let it go. Let it go. No. Whatever. Bird shrieking. Bird stop
what
shrieking.
What does that sound like?
I'm not doing that. What does it sound like, Mickey?
I was hoping you would tell us.
Probably.
You were there.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, so I get to him. Clearly, bird is dead. Feet are hanging out one side
wow.
of the mouth.
This show is just taking a turn to darkness.
I know. Beak is
Run
hanging out the
darkness.
Other side of the mouth.
This is the Chris Henry of shows. Run to darkness.
But this little guy is such a machine. He catches the bird with the cone and then has death grip lockjaw.
Like you're trying to get the bird out of his mouth.
I'm trying to get the bird out, like squeezing his mouth, trying to open it. 5 minutes, and I'm not exaggerating. 5 minutes, he locked his jaw so I could not get the bird out. So I'm sitting there looking at him with feet dangling out the side, trying to get this bird out. Wouldn't let me. This Every time I'd get close, PETA. Growl.
Well,
it's the circle of life.
He may be a shot caller, but he's no longer a big baller.
Jeez. Oh, man.
So, by the way,
he's just chuckle.
So,
you
ladies.
Can stop it right there.
So, ladies, apparently doing that doesn't calm them down. So,
on this day.
No, my man just took it out on that biz nerd, is what happened.
The NHL awards are Wednesday.
Becca is up for the best. He couldn't save her dog, though. Becca saved everything until Don's dog needed it.
Oh, man. PK is up for the Norris.
And the King Clancy.
And listen to the NHL. The home opener will be announced for all teams on Wednesday. The home opener.
It's welcome to 1957 to the NHL office.
How should we take advantage of the NHL awards? We'll announce one game per team all at once. People are going to love that.
Great idea, Gary. Let's announce one game per team. Let's announce their home opener. Great idea, Gary. Let's slam it.
You're the man, Gary.
Thank you so much. I, Gary, will do it via Morse code to each stadium in our league. We do not use the Twitter machine.
Is that how Gary Bettman sounds?
I don't know. Just sort of like that.
What if Gary Bettman were Russian?
Yeah. We announce all game home openers for every team at once.
Oh, man.
Nashville's Predators.
That was a hell of a story, Babs. Babs is making a run at story time with Mickey. What'd you do with the bird?
I don't want to talk about it. I was going to bury him, but then I'm like, I'm not going to bury him because the freaking dog will
dig him up
and eat him. So I had to dispose of him.
Please hide your children during this last segment.
What happened to the bird, Bobby? Oh, that's awesome. What a story. Good job, Babs.
Conan.
Lots of dudes driving home. They're like trying to figure out what story they're going to tell their kids tonight when they go to sleep. That's it. They're going to tell your story.
Little snip, snip. Doesn't work. There you go.
Oh, I think it worked.
It fueled anger, apparently.
Gladys Knight and the snips.
3-8-0.